sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird.
He sings a love song. Winter Wonderland, besides Tony Bennett's version from about 5 or 6 years ago. Hey, Jurgi.
Hello, Mike.
Do you enjoy this version of Winter Wonderland?
Oh, sure.
From the Bing?
Yes, I do.
I think Daniel's a big Bing guy.
I think he is.
Every time he plays a song, it's a Bing Crosby song.
I think he is.
He likes the crooners.
That's all they got up there.
I think Pinto fancies himself a crooner.
Perry Como was hot.
I bet Pinto croons at karaoke every Friday night at Vic's. Huh? The cork and cleaver. Bet he does.
So the play-by-play guy from Carolina's going to the cork.
Apparently so.
Hear the ad.
Funny thing, and I hope that the cork doesn't get mad. I don't know why they would, but apparently the folks at the Cork and Cleaver were listening when Matt Hoag mentioned the Cork and Cleaver. And I think they want to reach out to Mr. Hoag and say, absolutely, why don't you come and have a steak on us?
Christy and Cody? Not that I know them.
Not that you know them. Come on, Pinto, give me some music, buddy. There you go. I gave him the point, the finger point, and the big wave, and he's too busy looking at text or tweets or something.
He was
pictures of Vanna White on the internet.
You were both busy with the social media yesterday and Saturday night, I'll tell you what.
Very social. He's all excited, Pinto is, because Vanna White is from Conway, South Carolina, where Coastal Carolina is located. Vanna White.
The letter changer?
Yeah. The richest letter changer in the world, I know that. Why are you infatuated with Vanna White?
You're kidding, right? Have you seen her?
She could be your grandmother. Not that that has anything to do with looks or anything else.
I thought he shaved that mustache off.
Oh, he's one of those guys you can shave like 3 times a day. He's lumberjack tough. I don't know what that means. It's time for the Extreme Pizza Kitchen 4 o'clock 4-pack. We need to give one away. Should we give a certificate away, Pinto?
Let's do it.
Fifth person to text 35270 Mike Pizza. 35270 Mike Pizza. Fifth person will win an Extreme Pizza Kitchen pizza. Number 4 on the 4-pack, Don Warren, the Oaks, North Dakota high school principal, Jurgi, will not be charged with a crime after breaking into twice a student's house in Oaks, North Dakota.
Well, I don't know whether there was forced entry, according to the report.
Okay.
He came in.
He came into a house without permission.
Now, he did tell the superintendent in one of the cases, and I don't know whether you've... these were earlier documents that we obtained, that the dogs let him in.
Did he really say that?
He did.
Well, maybe they did. Maybe they're smart
and
dogs.
We were able to get the state's attorney who responded to our request for his decision to charge or not to charge, as we communicated with Gary Newhart, the Dickey County state's attorney, last week. And he sent it out this morning, and he has decided not to charge. He cites some U.S. Supreme Court law, case law, and reasons that he does not, as a prosecutor, have to file charges. And he's right. He doesn't. It's his decision.
Is he the law there in Dickey County?
Well, he's the state's attorney.
The state's attorney can decide what he wants to do.
It's his decision. And you can question.
I didn't question. No, I agree with him.
Callers can question.
Caller did question. I did not question. I'm with him. I'm with the state's attorney.
So you think that it's the right decision?
I think it was the right decision to not charge. Yes. I believe there was some extenuating circumstances.
May have been.
Sounds intent.
Sounds like there may have been. But I don't know for
I don't know for sure either. I'm just speculating. You can do that on social media and the radio sometimes. I can do that. Number 3, Paul Juergens, Craig Cobb. The heck's happening with that guy out in Leith? He's the neo-Nazi, Nazi white supremacist guy, right?
Well, the attorney general... Wayne Stengem today, Friday, we received a copy of his response to the Department of Labor, the human rights discrimination complaint that was filed against the Attorney General by Craig Cobb, who's moved into Leith. He's now, I still believe, at the state hospital in Jamestown. Craig Cobb was taken there during that hunger strike. And the Attorney General, his Solicitor General, essentially says... he can say what he wants as the Attorney General, and he has free speech rights just like everyone else. This all started in a news interview with Jim Monk here some weeks ago, where the Attorney General essentially said we don't need his kind or want his kind.
Want his kind around here, right?
And that
I think he spoke for most citizens of North Dakota.
And then that started the ball rolling, and Craig Cobb made note of that, and he filed the complaint, and the Attorney General's office says he can say what he wants. So he's asked that it be dismissed.
When is this guy going to go away? Not Wayne Stengem. No, the Craig Cobb. When's he going away?
Well, again, I think he's still in the state hospital, and I don't his preliminary hearing, which was supposed to be today, out west, has been moved to January because his public defender has quit.
Oh.
He's lost two or three now. Public defenders have refused to represent him.
Must be a gem. Must be a great guy.
Now, according to letter here to the investigator with the Department of Labor, his real first name must be Paul, because I see here in the letter, Paul C. Cobb. I respectfully request that Paul C. Cobb's human rights discrimination complaint be dismissed to Douglas Baer, the Solicitor General. I didn't know that.
Didn't want to be known as the name Paul.
He must just go by Craig. I would bet that C might be his middle name.
Guessing that it is. Huh.
So,
Paul Cobb.
Another chapter.
Next time you talk to him, call him Paul. See what he thinks. Hey, Paul.
I haven't talked to him.
First time you talk to him, call him Paul. Number two. There's Pinto texting again. What are you doing over there? Pay attention to the four pack.
It has to do with the four pack, so.
What's
happening? He's probably the pizza thing, maybe.
Oh, I forgot. I already forgot. I told people to text. I can stop texting now.
Fifth person, right?
We've got like 700 people have texted in the word pizza. So stop now. We do have five. So stop. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you for playing. And we'll keep giving away Extreme Pizza Kitchen pizzas in the program because it is now the sponsor of the four pack. Number two on the four pack, Jurgi. Vikings lose in wacky fashion. I was making my way back from this radio station after I was at the Gene Taylor press conference yesterday. Stopped in here to say hi to the boys, see how they're holding up over there at 7:40 and here on KFGO with all the excitement over the football coach leaving. On my way home, I stopped into Buffalo Wild Wings. Next thing I know, geez, there's a Vikings running up and down the field. Then there's a Raven running up and down the field. Then there's a Viking running up and down the field. Then there's a Raven running. It just kept going back and forth.
And the Vikings lost.
And it was all in a big snowstorm. And the Vikings lost, and Adrian Peterson got hurt.
I was listening. I was doing some Christmas duties, and bought a real tree.
You did?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Artificial.
Good for you.
Yep.
An artificially real tree.
No, I had an artificial for a number of years, and I just decided to make the. I made the decision going real, and so I was out shopping for a tree, and the stand, and all the accessories that go with it. So now I have to put the lights on it before my wife gets home. She's out of town.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, just how big is it? If it's like
it's 6 foot high? It's like 6 foot, but it was frozen. So I had to bring it in and let it thaw out and fall. Branches.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks pretty good. It's pretty shapely.
Pretty shapely.
So I was listening to Paul Allen, Vikings play-by-play guy, and I thought he was going to have a heart attack. It sounded like a highlight reel. Back and forth.
Yeah.
And I got home, I suppose, for the last minute. Turned on the TV and then missed all the action, but I saw the highlights. And it was an exciting game. And what are we, 3-9?
3-9-1, I believe. So perfect. We're still in good position for a top 5 draft, I do believe. Right, Pinto? Paying attention over there? You look cross over there. Why do you look cross? What?
This computer over here is just.
Oh, it's frustrating.
So, yeah, we're in good stead for draft choice.
Good.
Right?
It's all that matters. Glad the Vikings lost. Number one on our list today, Jurgi.
Boy, you were all over this.
I was all over this like.
Yes.
Something on something.
Sure were.
Yeah. Craig Bohl leaving NDSU eventually.
Bowl-a-mania over the weekend. It was
Bowl-mania.
It was something all started. I was attending a relative's hockey game at the Teamsters Arena. Saturday night, my phone started to blow up with messages and messages from Joel C. Heitkamp and Mike McFeely and Bonnie Amistadi, and the reports are that Craig Bohl was leaving for Laramie, Wyoming.
Laramie, Wyoming.
My gosh, it turned out to be true, and there was a flurry of activity. And you
a flurry of activity.
You know they don't have a Target in Laramie?
I've heard that, as a matter of fact. I've been there and I didn't notice one. I didn't see the big red sign.
It's a smaller community, right?
It's a very small community.
But it's a pretty good gig.
Pays well.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, you it took me back to kind of your newspaper days when you were kind of Mr. Know-It-All. And you were
I still am.
And it all started out with a CBS fella, right? CBS Sports?
Well, it actually started before that. It started off with one of these guys on a coaching website that follows the coaching world.
That's
who's
all
going
he does.
Where. Yeah, yeah, it's his job.
Right.
Yep. Pete Rousel, his name is.
Okay.
And he tweeted out, I'm hearing, he's just mad over there. What do you, why are you mad at Pete Rousel? What do you have against Pete Rousel? Must be the computer again.
I think it's frozen.
He tweeted out that I wouldn't be surprised if Craig Bohl ended up in Wyoming. Well, of course, others at the football game, saw that and went, holy cow. So me,
You chased the coach down the road, didn't you?
No.
You chased him down.
He got done with his press conference post-game after Furman. Nobody asked a question about this tweet that went out. So I said, okay, fine. I'll be the real reporter here. So I ran out of the room, chased down Craig, and said, do you have a couple minutes, Craig? He said, oh, what's going on, Mike? Good to see you. Hey, how's it going? Great game. I said, yeah. Are you going to Wyoming? Well, I don't comment on that. I said, well, somebody's saying you are. Well, I don't comment on those things. I said, it's out there.
And then you said?
I said, it's out there.
Did you deny it? Did he deny it?
I didn't deny it. He was denying anything. I said, it's out there. And he walked away and said, it's not out there. Nothing's out there. He walked away.
That was it.
That was it.
And then it just took off from there.
It just blew up. Yep.
The only thing I know about Wyoming is Laramie. Never been there. Cheyenne, never been there. And Dick Cheney, doesn't he have a ranch home there? The former vice president.
That's about it.
I've never been to Wyoming, never been through it.
Lots of antelope. Lots of open space.
Oil.
A lot of ranchers.
Yep. So good for him. I mean, it's an opportunity. I would think that if Wyoming called you and said, hey, we want...
Are we going to be able to keep doing radio here, Pinto?
He's
throwing things now. He's throwing things. Ladies and gentlemen.
That you take it.
Daniel Gunderson is throwing things in the studio because something's happening behind the board.
I saw someone close to the coach on Saturday morning about 11:30 as we both got gas. And it was very cold. And I said hello to this person. And I assumed this person was heading to the game because they're close to the coach.
Yeah.
And this person didn't let on at all. It was just, hi, how are you? Boy, it's cold. You're not going tailgating. Oh, that person said, no, I'm not going tailgating.
What do you think? I'm nuts?
So that person didn't let on. I know the person. And they're, as I said,
I know the person too.
Fairly close to the coach.
So does Pinto know the person.
Fairly close to the coach.
Yeah,
but that person
close.
Didn't let on. And that's fine. That's good for that person.
Yeah, that person was good for that person.
It's not a Target in Laramie, you know.
That's what I understand. That's what I understand. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News.
What's going on with that computer? What's going on, Dan?
It won't play sound.
Oh.
So the whole thing he had set up here, that's why he's mad. You guys had me set up.
Yes.
You guys had me set up.